Welcome to the Poundcast. I'm my brain.
Welcome, my duh.
First of all, folks, Brett and I are coming to your town, especially if you live in Appleton, Wisconsin, Chicago, or Louisville, Kentucky. That's right. On January 20th, a Thursday, we're going to be at the Sky. What's it called?
It's called the Skyline Comedy Cafe.
Skyline. There we go. Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. January 20th. That's coming up in 3 weeks. Kind of like 2 weeks, really. And then the Hideout in Chicago, January 21st, two shows. Those tickets are going quick. You better grab your ticket. And then Saturday the 22nd at Zanzibar in Louisville, Kentucky. You understand? So we'll see you there. Get your tickets. Just look it up. Check out our social media. We have it posted on there. And we'll see you there.
What are our social media?
Oh, I'm at Doug Pound, D-O-U-G-G-P-O-U-N-D, on Twitter and Instagram. Those are my main ones.
What are mine?
You are Brent Weinbach Comedy on Instagram and Brent Weinbach on Twitter.
Very good.
I check it out. Every day I log in and I check out your site, check out your socials. What's Brent talking about today?
What's Brent's hot take on
Brent's hot take this week?
Take on the current events and stuff.
Yeah, what's your take on the current events? So speaking of current events, did you do anything cool for the holidays, Brent? Or are you COVID? Are you COVID free?
Well, I don't know if I'll ever be COVID free. I don't know if I'll ever be COVID free. I mean, it's something that's.
Are you negative?
I was negative as of after I did my 10-day isolation, which is kind of more of an 11-day isolation because you have to count a day zero as one of the days. After that, I did test negative on a home test, but who knows? Who knows what it means?
Well, you got to be negative by January 20th when we fly.
Oh, sure.
Friendly skies.
No, but I think you can test positive even after you're not contagious anymore. Who knows?
Well, I went to get a COVID test, and I go to drive up, and you know, they stick that swab up your nose.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going like this. I'm like, yeah. They're like, sir, can you roll down your window? Like, yeah. Hold on. They're like, what are you doing, sir? I'm like, I'm just having a snack. Yeah. They're like, you know, we're trying to give you a COVID test here. So this is that, you know, this is kind of root. And he cut himself off and he goes, but wait a second. What is that?
He said, what's that smell like?
He's like, what's that smell like? And I'm like, oh, this is my Louisville vegan jerky. Perfect pepperoni flavor. And he's like, whoa, where do I get that? Smells good. He's like, I'm kind of a volunteer here, but, and I go, you know what, sir, thank you for your service. I gave him a couple bags, gave him the Smoky Carolina barbecue and, you know, the black pepper flavor. And he goes, you know, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done. And he cracked open the bag and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna take a bite right now. You take a bite. And he goes, sir, I have some bad news for you. But it's good news. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? And he goes, you're positive. You're positive for giving me the best present I ever got all year. Mm-hmm. This Louisville vegan jerky. He's like, when I'm done with these bags, how can I get more? I said, well, do you listen to the Poundcast? And he said, oh, you're Doug from Doug and Brent. And I, you know, I'm like, yeah, look, it's me. And he's like, oh, dude, I didn't know what you look like. I said, you can go to youtube.com/the Poundcast to watch the show. And he's like, oh man, I got to watch the show on YouTube now. But what about that jerky? And he goes, oh wait, I listened to the show. I know that this stuff sponsors you. And I'm like, yeah, duh. And he's like, let me guess. LouisvilleVeganFoods.com. Use the code word poundcast and I can get. And I go, 20. And he goes, yep, 20% off. And he's like, dude, I'm just playing. I got my own bags right here. And I'm like, well, give me my bags back. And he's like, finders keepers. So this guy knew all about our promotion of 20% off.
Yeah. He said,
when you go to LouisvilleVeganFoods.com and use the code word poundcast.
He said, well, give me my bags back then. He said, you want that negative result, don't you? Then let me keep the bags.
Right. He's like hovering his pen over the positive thing. And I'm like, it doesn't work like that. You can't just, don't you have to send it to the lab? He's like, I can kind of do what I want, man.
I do what I want.
He's like, I do what I want.
I do what I want. You know, this stuff is handbagged, or you know how this stuff is bagged in the United States, right? Well,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I hand decide these tests.
He's like, I hand these tests in. You want to stop the steal? He's like, I'm doing my own stop the steal right now.
He goes, you know how these have a shelf life of 9 months, right? Well, I can take 9 months to decide on this test result. You want to wait that long?
I'm like, wait, I thought I just did you something nice. He's like, I know, I'm just
playing. He goes, I do what I want.
He's like, I do what I want. He's like, I'm a jerky freak. This dude is a real jerky freak. He's like, you know what? You seem negative to me. Have a nice day. I'll be eating the jerky and I'll be listening to the Poundcast.
It's fun. I actually thought that's how you were, where you're going to go with the story is, you know, I took my COVID-19 test. I was about to take it. He smelled the jerky. He said, oh, can I try some of that? He tried it. He said, this jerky is so good. You know what? Forget the test. You're negative. He said, but you didn't even swab me. He's like, I can, this like, jerky is so good. I can tell you're negative.
He's like, yeah, no positive. No COVID positive person would do such a nice thing. And I'm like, well, it's not about whether they're nice or not. It's just they happen to breathe in the virus. And he's like, I do what I want.
He goes, I do what I want. And now, and guess what? Since you gave me this jerky, you do what you want. I don't know. Anyway.
And, so we're going to Louisville, the home of Louisville Vegan Jerky, and we're going to check out the facility. We're going to check it out. We're going to go ground zero. That's going to be fun.
See where it all started.
That'd be cool if we can get like, you know, when you go to a brewery, they have like the little nozzle and it's like, yeah, just try a little sip. Right. What if there's like a big bin and there's like a nozzle and like a couple of pieces of jerky drop out. And it's like, this is the freshest stuff right here. Try it right from the factory.
Or just comes out as some long kind of long stick of it. And they kind of just cut, trim it off and stuff. And they say, well, this is freshly cut.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you there. We'll see you in Appleton, Chicago, and Louisville. And
you know where else
you can see? You know, one other way besides buying Louisville vegan jerky, which you can get at the store, many stores, Sprouts, Whole Foods. Another way to support our show is to go to patreon.com/poundcast. And when you do that, you get to see and hear all the bonus After Dark content. As you know, unless this is your first time listening to the show, when you go to patreon.com/poundcast, you get to hear not just the first hour of our show, but the bonus show, which is like basically an extended episode. So go there, support us, start the new year off right, and go to patreon.com/poundcast, support us. And check it out.
Well put.
Well put. You know, Brent, any other business we got to do? Because we're still solving people's problems and annoyances. And
Annoyances, problems, whatever.
I'm just, this is just.
I guess before we get into that, should we do the theme song?
Yeah. Let's get into the theme song. Now, this is by Andy. Andy is one of the one of our Patreon subscribers. He did a remix of the theme song. And Brent, I hate to pick favorites, but this could be up there as one of the best remixes that there's been. I mean, this could almost be, and he called it Solutions. So he's catering it towards this new format we've been doing, where we're coming up with solutions to your problems. So this is a really cool remix by Andy. I don't know his last name, but maybe but he knows who he is. He's a Patreon subscriber and he knocked this one out of the park. So why don't we roll the clip and then we'll get into the show. How's that sound, Brent?
Sounds about right.
All right, let's roll the clip.
Let's roll it.
Make a mess, make it stink.
Waiter, wiener. We're full of great ideas.
Doug and Brent talking on the podcast.
There it goes.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, there it is.
there it goes.
Oh, and that was the remix by Andy. I got to say, I'm looking at myself and I ate so much candy and I need a solution for this. It's like,
when let's talk about the holidays. Right,
well, when holidays come around, I go to my parents' house. I'm hanging out with my family. I'm not in control of I could go to the store and just buy my own stuff and have it all in the fridge. And this is my food, you know? And I do a little bit of that because, you know, they're eating like bacon and eggs every day and like just big servings of meat at every meal, which I don't eat. So I do have to get kind of my own thing here and there, but I try to blend in as much as I can, you know. But they have cookies and M&Ms and like treats that are just all over the place, like all holidays. And there's dessert, and here we come with all these different pies. You want a la mode? You want a scoop of ice cream? Yes, please. You want Oreos? I would take Oreos, put ice cream on them. I would make a bed of Oreos on a bowl, put ice cream on that. And then that would be like my dessert. Now I got zits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I probably gained 2 pounds.
Oh, no.
I mean, 2 isn't the end of the world, but.
Yeah, it is.
I can get rid of that easy.
Career is over, man.
My career is over.
You gain 2 pounds, you'll never be a leading man now.
I just started to feel, and then they have, you know, they're drinking wine and beer, like on a daily basis. I said to my sister, we're eating so much crap and we're drinking these IPAs. She goes, it's the holidays. And then I go, you know what? You're right. This is what you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to just let it all hang out. So how am I going to fix my solution? What's your solution? Next time I go to visit the family.
Well, you got
to. What am I supposed to do when there's cookies and treats and muffins everywhere and bagels, like things I don't eat?
I think you probably need to spray it with Raid, you know, just get a can of Raid. Yeah. Spray it with Raid so you know it's poison. Just put some, you know, Raid poison on there. You'll never touch the stuff, you know.
Yeah, but then I don't want them to not.
No, they will. Hey, you're helping them out too. You just say, hey, there's Raid on this, just so you know. So unless you want to get sick, you know, you might not want to do. Here's a real solution, actually.
I have a solution real quick. I'll say, I'll bring $1,000 in cash and it's my money. And I don't want to lose $1,000. I'll say, Mom, take this $1,000 And every time I eat a cookie or a bagel or whatever, something that I wouldn't, an unhealthy thing.
Did you say a
slice
a bagel?
Of pizza? Well, bagels aren't a big deal, but I don't, I'm like eating those, like I'm just eating bagel after bagel. Anyway, okay, take bagels out of the equation. I say, Mom, you give me the $1,000 back if I don't, every time I eat a cookie or ice cream or an IPA, you take $100 for yourself. Well, maybe that's not right. I'll say, Mom, you donate $100 to the Trump campaign or something like that. Like, if my mom has $100, then it's like, oh, well, like I'm giving, tis better to give than to receive.
Well, it's funny because,
but if the money goes to like something that I'm against, I'll be like, donate money to the, beef council every time.
Well, what if that backfires? What if that backfires and your mom, cause maybe your mom wants to donate to the beef council or whatever, or Trump right. or whoever. And she goes, and she starts tempting you with the stuff. She starts going, look at this delicious bagel. I put some cheese on it as a pizza bagel. Yummy. Or she's going, look, Doug, I made your favorite. It's a snickerdoodle cookie here. You know, and she starts tempting you just so that she can use the money to go.
Well,
to-
then I get stronger. You know what I mean? That makes me stronger. I did have another thing I wrote down.
Well, let me give you actually a real solution to this.
Okay, what's the real solution?
The real solution, and because this is something I face myself, you have to really look at the thing, the food or the treat or whatever, and think to yourself, get real with yourself and ask yourself, is this worth it? Is it worth it? Is it something new? Am I trying something? Okay. When it comes to candy, right, you're just putting sugar in your body and it's not – I'm all for it if it's worth it, but is it worth it? Okay? Are you getting a new experience out of it? Is it a new flavor? Is it something – you're getting a new experience out of it? Is it so good that you have to eat it? Or if it's so – if it's boring and if it's – it's not that good quality.
It's good. It tastes good. It's not boring.
Those
thoughts go through my mind, but then I'm like, screw it. It's the holidays, you know?
To me, it's got to be worth it, you know? And I'll tell you something. I had a similar experience, by the way, during, you know, after I was done with my isolation period, my family waited to celebrate Christmas until I was able to
until you
join
were
about, them.
They waited for you?
Well, it was only a day. I was actually, my isolation thing was done the day after Christmas. So they waited till that day. And there were treats. Okay. And I was pretty diligent about not overdoing it as far as treats goes that first day. But the second day, you know, I just got all this candy. I got these chocolate covered. This is a gift I got. These chocolate covered Swedish licorice, black licorice. It was chocolate covered black licorice. Pretty good. This is not really worth it, but I got a box of Mike and Ike's. It's called Mega Mix. They had all these kind of funky flavors and stuff, like strawberry banana and I don't know, pineapple banana and stuff and blue raspberry, just kind of different crazy flavors, Mega Mix. And I ate some of those and I had those licorice things and I had different kinds of pies and cakes and things. Anyway, I ended up getting kind of sick from that. I got diarrhea, just to be honest. And my stomach was hurting. I was on the toilet. It was hurting. And I was thinking to myself, I thought this probably wasn't worth it, or I ate too much of this, I guess. I guess my point is just think about the diarrhea you're going to get. Did you get diarrhea at all?
No, actually, I think it wasn't the ultimate tapered off logs that you were looking for. It wasn't these Yuletide logs. It wasn't
It wasn't a Yuletide log.
It wasn't a Yule log. But yeah, I wasn't. I didn't really have any like bathroom problems.
I was on the toilet.
I was fine.
Pain. I was in pain. Okay. I had a stomach ache. I thought to myself, oh no, I should not have eaten. Now I'm afraid to eat candy. You know, I mean, look, it's just, here's the thing. It's okay. Forget the poo. Okay. Forget about the poo. Forget about the diarrhea. It's about just your body. You know, it's all that sugar is not good for your body. And you just have to think, is it worth it? You just have to think, is this worth it? Sometimes it's not.
I know. Well, look, when it's at my house, I just don't have that stuff. So it's not an option. If it's not an option, it's easy. But when it's there, you know, that's, I'm just not in there. I'm never in that.
You ever eat?
Maybe I have an idea. Maybe because like only but once or twice a year am I in a situation like that where I'm tempted by treats. You know, so maybe instead of going to a gym, I go to like a temptation, like gym to get ready for the temptations of like my parents' house. Imagine the gym, but instead of working out, there's treats everywhere. And if you take the cookie, you get zapped or something, you know, you get punished hardcore.
Right.
So then you build up that resistance. So when you get to the real deal,
like this,
it's not going to be a problem.
That's a great idea. Okay. This is cool. Now this is a cool idea, Doug. We open up or whoever we,
well, someone also real quick, you can combo with this, with a real gym. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, it's a room
and a real gym, put cookies and treats around. Right. So you're working out and you're looking at these cookies. But man, if you take the cookie, you get punished.
Well, how about this, Doug? It's not, you don't even, the punishment is you ate it anyway. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, imagine a gym, or it can be at the gym. It's a room you go into where treats are readily available. And you're constantly being teased by them. And your punishment is eating them. You know, that's the punishment, right? And so I think that's kind of a neat way of training, is just sort of,
it's not really a punishment if you don't get diarrhea and it's just like, oh, that was a yummy cookie. I can go on with
the punishment is that the stuff goes into your body and, you know, makes you either gain weight or it's just, you know, the sugar is just bad for your body. You know, imagine just you having to, yeah, I think that's cool. That's an interesting,
the punishment needs to be more. Punishment needs to be more hardcore. It can't
Fine.
Just be.
How about this? How about a personal trainer who comes over? He doesn't train you physically. He trains you mentally. He comes over and he brings lots of treats and he eats them in front of you. And he makes noises and he says,
maybe he brings a big, you know, like a slob, like a, somebody who doesn't care at all.
Well, no, because I think that would be, that would make you not want to eat it if the guy or girl looked really slobby and they look kind of gross. Imagine it's a really attractive looking person, you know, and they're really put together, you know, and they're fit too. And they're eating this stuff and making it look good.
Well, if they're, no, that doesn't work because they're all fit and they're looking good.
No, but they're,
that's the
ultimate train. That's the ultimate training though, is that they look good and they're eating this and you have to resist that. You have to resist that temptation is, I mean, imagine this. The girl's got this sexy lips.
No, Brent, this doesn't work at all. Like, you have to have some kind of punishment. You can't just, because then why don't you just go to your mom's house and resist? You need to build up the resistance. You need to have negative reinforcement. You have to, maybe there's mirrors that when you eat the cookie, the mirrors change. So they make you look 20 pounds heavier and they add zits to your face. You
know,
they augment reality. You look in the mirror and you're like, you see all the zits that you're going to get when the cookie comes to your face. It's like, yeah, you can eat that cookie, but look in that mirror while you're doing it. And while it's coming to your face, the zits start to pop up. You start to go, start to puff out.
Well, I'm just saying that it would be cool if it'd be interesting to have to train yourself so that even if it's looking good and, you know, these fit people, attractive people are eating this junk, you're able to resist it still. You know, it's a upper division kind of classes.
All right. Well, I disagree. I think you need something more.
No, look, it starts with you get spanked or whatever, you know, it starts with spankings and maybe, you know, getting electrocuted or whatever. But I'm saying you work your way up to the upper division level courses where there's no punishment. You're just getting teased and you have to, you know.
All right, let's move on.
Yes.
Okay, so I asked again on Instagram if anyone had a problem or an annoyance. Brent and I will fix it on the Poundcast. Here we are. These are in no particular order. I think they might have been kind of newest to oldest, but Drujan, I'm not sure how to pronounce this person. They say, when people distinctly let the door slam behind them when you both are approaching an entrance. So I guess not holding the door open, but when they distinctly let it slam behind them. Yeah, I mean, this is a common courtesy kind of thing.
I got it.
I mean, I have one right off top, but what's yours?
Okay. You know that song by Onyx?
Slam. Slam, yeah.
Yeah, as soon as it slams, you go, da-da-da, da-da-da. You start singing that really loudly, and then you kind of run up to them and start singing it in their ear, you know? And then they might say, what are you doing? And you say, oh, I thought you were into Onyx because the way you slammed just now. And you just start.
Let the boys be boys.
Yeah, you let the boys be boys. You just start saying that to them. You just get really in awe. And then you start saying to them, sweet black vagina rhyma, or however that song goes, or whatever. How's that song go?
I'm going to look up the lyrics right now. But yeah, I was thinking something like that. Let's see here.
I'm going to have. Yeah.
Slam da 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 da. Let the boys be boys. Well, there's another what? Song they in have. The gutter. What ghetto run 'em? Troublesome, extra double dumb. I come to beat 'em, defeat 'em, mistreat 'em. So what? If that I'm cheating? Now everyone want to say I'm grimy. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna show you how. Come on, all together now. Yeah, ooh yeah yeah. That's how it's got to be. So stop trying to be loud as me, cause you can't do that. Think about it, playing Russian roulette with an automatic. Right, there's a lot of lyrics here, Brent.
There's
a part you were talking about that says what?
There's another one called Black Vagina Finda. I thought it was called Sweet Vagina Rima or something like that. Maybe that's, what are the lyrics to this? I just want to find what this lyrics are here, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm just saying, you know, you start with slam and then you say, oh, you're in the Onyx. And then you start kind of saying these other kind of, more
well,
you know.
There is a song called Black Vagina Finda.
Right.
Is that the song?
Well, I think it might be, yeah. I thought there was a line that says the guy went, sweet black vagina rhyma or something like that.
Well, he goes, it's me and Jack, the Black Vagina Finda. It's just me and Jack, The perverted motherfuckers is at it again. Fucking with the skin. Fucking with a skin. N-words in like a singer, the slick dick pussy banger, titty strangler, rougher than a wrangler. Guaranteed to make them bleed. They need paper satisfaction. Big butt cheeks, the funky breakbeat action. Leaving the hose, smacking the hose, leaving them on the subway, lost without a care, but can't walk because that ass is broken. Ooh, first date veteran. Better than an info, sleek to the beat, because I be fucking on tempo.
Yeah, you just kind of, you know, say that to them. You know, you just really go. Basically, what I'm trying to say is you go hardcore on them. You know, they let it slam, and then you think, oh, you like Onyx? Then you start reciting the lyrics to Black Vagina Finda or whatever.
So you change the, you do a different song.
Well, you start with slam, and then you just, you know, you work your way up to Black Vagina Finda.
Oh man, this is they got some interesting songs here. Back the fuck up. We got one called Get the Fuck Out.
You start kind of yelling. You know,
man, here's an annoyance. My stupid mouse died. Now I can't scroll back.
Oh, you know what I use, Doug? You know what I use? I have a solution for you. Look, use this. I use a corded mouse.
Yeah, I know. Look, I got my backup corded mouse.
Oh, okay. That's the best thing.
Jeez.
Anyway,
all right, I'm back online.
You had scrolling. You said you had a solution for the slam.
Well, mine was similar. Where I forgot even what it was, but you kind of go in there, and I don't remember. Yours is better, but like, let me act it out. Can I be the guy that gets slammed on?
Yeah.
All right, so we're both walking into the gas station.
And then I go
5 feet behind you.
I go slam.
Or do a sound. Da, da, da. Well, I go da, da, da. Let the boys be boys. Slam. Da, da, da. I love your song, dude.
Actually, this is how you do it.
You and Onyx, dude. You look a lot different now, but I love that song. Which one? Which guy were you, Freddie?
Are you Jack?
Are you Jack? Dude, I love your work, man. All right, well, that's done. Solved.
That's funny. You can also next. Just, you know, watch this, Doug. You go like this. After you don't even say the word slam, you slam the door too and say da 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 da. Da. You know, you go anyway.
Da da da.
Da da. You just say that to them. You don't
let
even
the boys need to go, be boys.
You don't even need to say anything else. You just go da da da. You just say that.
Or you can carry around a boombox with that song on it. Like just in case, just have it in your car or wherever you're going and just take it in with you and have it all queued up. And then if it happens, you have it like turned up all the way and you just blast them out. You just go behind them. Da, da, da.
Actually, how about this? Better yet, you have it playing on a Walkman and you just put the earphones on them. You know, you just, as soon as they slam you, then you just go up to them, put the headphones on them, or if you have earbuds, just stick those in their ears. And then they'll say, what are you doing? You say, I thought you liked this kind of song because, you know, you slammed earlier. So I thought you like Onyx. I thought you should carry, maybe you carry Onyx on you, you know, the actual rock on you. And you just start throwing it at them and they'll say, what are you doing? I said, I thought you liked Onyx.
All right, that's solved. Let's move on. We got Midge says COVID. Okay, well. Who likes COVID? I mean, everyone's annoyed by that, but Midge, let's solve it. I think if you don't like COVID, just, you know, have a new attitude about it. Say, call it something else, rename it. So COVID doesn't exist. It's called
Vidco.
It's called like lung frenzy or lung tickler, lung friend. And then you learn to love it. Be like, oh man, there's these microscopic viruses floating around in the air. That is so cool. Think about how cool it is.
It's like a party in my lungs.
Yeah, think about how cool it is. And when people get it, it's like, just think about how amazing it is, like the microscopic life and the fact that it's like, it can go from person to person and we can't even see it. Just be fascinated by it. Done. Solved.
Yeah, just look into the science of it.
Look into the science of it. Think about how cool nature is that it could do such a thing.
Hey, you know what, too? This is kind of dark. It's a dark
look at the thing. Positive sides of it.
Well, also even the
negative, I could go dark here too.
Even the negative sides of it, such as let's say death. Okay,
but think about it in a positive way.
Well, no, this is how you think of it. This is how you can enjoy it if it's for the death aspect of it. No, you know, obviously, no. This is in jest. Okay,
I mean, well, no disrespect for the dead.
Disrespect to anybody who has suffered.
Any
from
dead
this.
Pound pipples? We no disrespect. Yeah.
No disrespect, but. You can just go goth, you know, or something like that. And just, you know, then if you go goth or something like that, maybe you could sort of be into the whole darker aspects of COVID-19, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to start, you know, just dye your hair black, dye your butthole black.
Yeah. Dye it all black.
and dye everything black, dye your shirt black, and then you could start to be into the darker aspects of COVID-19. You just have to go dark. Start listening to, you know, Cradle of Filth or whatever, some band like that. You know, you start getting into these different dark bands. And then, you know, you'll start to be into it. Start watching face, you know, start watching dark stuff, Faces of Death, stuff like that. You know, you'll be into it. The dark stuff too.
Oh, you know, Trevor, our friend Trevor wrote with something he has a problem with, or he's annoyed by. He says, my shoe's getting untied while my hands are full. I don't know why, but it fills me with rage. Well, Trevor, obviously you get some slip-ons, you get some Velcro, but if you want to wear, you know, maybe that doesn't fit in with your style. Maybe you need the laces, you know. You can also just never have your hands full, you know, wear a backpack and whatever you have to carry, put in the bag, or bring Brent with you and he can carry your stuff and your hands will never be full. Make your hands never full.
You can always keep one hand empty.
Well, you got to have two hands to kind of retie them.
Oh, that's right.
But another thing you can do is you can glue your laces shut. Glue them shut.
Or you can just get longer laces and tie them up your leg. I mean, this doesn't really help you too much. I'm just thinking.
Tie him up your leg like you're a Roman soldier.
Like some Roman soldier kind of thing. Yeah. You know? But I mean, those still can get untied, I guess. You know? I just was kind of trying to think outside the box, but those still run into the same problem.
Oh, I have an idea. You could put you can get shoes that have kind of little carrying boxes on there. So whatever you're, would have your hands full, you can have on your feet. Imagine your feet have boxes on
baskets,
shoe baskets.
Shoe baskets. Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's perfect. It's kind of like a bike basket, but it's for your shoes. They go on top of your shoes. So if you have to bend down to tie your shoes, you just put the stuff that you're holding in your hands in the shoe baskets, tie your shoes, pick those things out of the baskets. You're ready to go.
You know what, Brent, speaking of this, I watched a TED talk once about tying shoelaces. Like most people do it wrong.
Really?
Because I used to be a double knotter. I would double knot and then they would just never, I don't double knot anymore because with the new way, well, first of all, most of my laces are bungee now. So I just make my shoes into slip-ons, but I have some that are regular laces. But I watched this TED talk and I grew up doing you kind of wrap the loops around each other and that final thing. Well, I would always be doing it in this way that would make it come untied or easy. So when you go under instead of over, you know, it's hard to explain, but look up TED talk shoe tying and you'll see that there's, you might have been doing it wrong your whole life. And when you do it this other way, where the loop goes around the opposite way that you learned, they stay tied. I mean, they could still come untied, but they really hold a lot better.
Well, I've been double knotting it for my whole life. And
yeah, but if you learn this new way, you might not even need to double knot.
But you know what? At this point, if I'm so used to the double knot, I kind of like it now. That's me now.
Yeah. But maybe people look at that double knot and they judge you. Like, I guess he didn't watch that TED talk. He's double knotting. Kidding. Maybe going for a job interview going for an audition and you nail it. And then they Mr. Weinbach, that was great. And then they look down and they see double knot. Oh my gosh. He's one of those.
They call me in auditions. They call me Mr. You know, Mr. Weinbach, my last name. I think the double knot looks good on me personally.
Trevor, do a double knot, watch the TED Talk.
And get the shoe basket.
Or get the shoe and get the shoe baskets. And
get all three.
You do all three and you're in the clear. Solved. Here's something from Hank. He says, when a manager or someone higher up than you asks you to do a small menial task that they could do, but they're too lazy. Like, you could definitely give table 22 a spoon. You just don't want to do it. So they asked me to do it and I'm busy. So Hank, he probably works at a restaurant, it sounds like. Yeah, I mean, do you want to go passive aggressive on this thing?
Well, or do you want to just...
I know what you do. Okay, what's your solution?
Sorry, basically, as soon as he says that, you go up to him and just start going, slam, da-da-da. And then you start reciting the lyrics to Black Vagina Finda. Uh-huh. And he'll probably never ask you to do anything ever again. Go on.
Yeah, I don't know.
You had something, I think.
Okay, well, he asks you to give table 22 a spoon. And you're busy. You like screw up. You screw everything up after that. Okay, sorry. I'm so frazzled right now. Table 22, it's over there. Like, yeah, Brent, ask, you're the manager. You're standing around doing jack nothing. And I'm like, I got all these tables to do. And I'm like, I'm buzzing around. You asked me to do it.
Hey.
Hi.
Mr. Weinbach. Mr. Lucenhop.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm going to need you to get a spoon over to table 23.
Table 23?
Yeah, thanks a lot, buddy.
You want me to do it right now? Because I got... Table 17, table 16. I'm just trying to get the orders in.
I'm going to need that spoon over on table 23.
Okay. I do it. Okay. I'll just, you know what? I guess table 21, okay.
Yeah.
Let me get this spoon.
Get the spoon.
Oh my God. Oh shit. That was one spoon. Over the line, Mr. Weinbach, help.
I'm not here right now.
So then you go, you're like, okay, you want me to stop what I'm doing and just put everything on hold and go give table 23 a spoon, huh?
I mean, I'm just trying to think.
No, you're still the manager.
Oh, I know. He's like, I know. I'm just trying to think of how to word this differently. You know, the table number 23.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. I'll stop everything I'm doing and I'll give them a spoon. And then
thanks
I go
lot,
over and I'm like, here's your spoon, table 23. Hope you enjoy it. What do you need it for? Soup? What, you can't sip it out of the bowl? Figure it out yourself.
You didn't bring a straw?
You didn't bring your own spoon, I guess? No, you go, okay, hold on. I'll just like, I'm really busy, but I think I can do it. I think I can manage all these tasks right now. And then you get the spoon and you go over there and you spill and you just knock everything over the table. The soup goes flying everywhere. And you just make this huge scene. And you look back at the manager and go, You made me. This is what you want? Is this why you want this restaurant to be? or you could say, hey, look, table 23. Look, here's your spoon. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy this. Do me a favor. Give this place a bad review on Yelp and bitch about the manager. You'd be doing me a favor. I don't know. Nothing's great. No great solutions are coming up here.
Well, no, here's what you do. You basically say, I'm trying to think of something inventive here that we haven't done yet, you know?
Right.
Something, approach that could be fresh, a fresh approach here, you know? Why don't you just be a little assertive? I don't think it's a big deal. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. I will do that right after I finish doing this thing. And then you just take, nah. Nah, I want something fresh.
I mean, that's a real solution.
Right, you want something fresh. You
say, yeah, I'm a real solution is like, well, sure, I'll get them their spoon, but I do have to take care of table 21.
How about
19? They've been waiting for their orders, but I'll be happy. Or you know what? Why don't you maybe just give them the spoon and do it with a big smile.
Well, how about this? Why don't you keep a spoon inside your butt cheeks? Just keep it there, you know, kind of stuck in, you know, spoon part it first. And then when he asks you to put a spoon on table 23, you just reach into your pants, pull it out, and you put it up to his nose and say, this spoon? And
no, I got it. Okay.
Wait, so you're hold busy, on. Right? Even if he's asking you not to put a spoon somewhere, you know, that's what you still do anyway, you know, even if it's something else. Hey, can you give them some napkins or whatever? Can you give table 23 some napkins? You just take the spoon out of your butt and you go, this spoon? It doesn't matter what the manager asks you.
Okay, say he asks you to do a spoon to table 23.
Mm-hmm.
It says 22 here, but you changed it to 23, so it's 23 now. And I'll say, you know what, Mr. Meinbach, I'm very busy. I have to deliver all this food to tables 19 and 20, but sure. I'll give table 23 that spoon as well. And it's going to be my pleasure. So you put the big trays of food down that you had to deliver. You take a spoon, you take like a big, like comedy, you know, giant spoon, you stick it in your pants. Like it's coming out of your crotch. And it's like the spoon part is in, you know, just the handle. Uh-huh. And you walk up to them and you go, table 23 needs a spoon. You know, you make sure the manager looks at you and you're like, I have to deliver this other food, but yeah, here's your spoon. And you like aim your, like you aim the big handle of the spoon at them. And you're like, go ahead, just help yourself. There you go.
Actually,
he made me do it.
So how about this? Similar.
The manager said, my manager said you want this. Come and get it.
Well, how about actually kind of similar to this, very similar to that. It's kind of combining both of our ideas. You have a spoon stuck into your rectal area. The handle is sticking out of your butt. Okay. You basically, the manager says, can you give a spoon to table 23? Table 22, without even saying a word, you walk over to the table, you bend down, pull down your pants, you know, you stick your butt towards them with the handle, and you just let them, you know, say, you wanted this? And they come and get it, and they have to pull it out of your butt, basically. It's like the same kind of thing, but it's like, you know, they have to take it out of your butt, though, instead of your pants.
Oh, another idea, if you also are annoyed by doors slamming and you use my idea with the boombox, you know, you have a tape or a CD, you got the Onyx on there. And then you also have Spoon Man by Soundgarden. And you're like, what am I, Spoon Man? And then you play that song, Spoon Man.
Well, wait a second. The guy didn't, it's funny because the guy didn't even ask.
What am I, Spoon Man? What am I, Spoon Man? Soundgarden wrote a song about me. Check this out and blast your manager with it. Spoon Man. Did you get the whole restaurant looking over? I don't know. There's some good ideas. There's good options in there. Let's move on. Okay. So Brian says, I live in New York near the North County where there are a lot of dairy farmers. Oh, wait. We already talked about this one with the
with the animal.
Well, maybe this is a different guy, but he says, you know, they demand people come up with a new name for almond milk because it's not dairy.
No, we
and the name may confuse people. Fine, I get it. But he goes, but what annoys me, okay, this guy is not, he's on the kind of like my side of this. He's like, he's annoyed that dairy farmers want, they don't want people to call almond milk milk. He goes, I get it. But what annoys me is they refuse to want to rename peanut butter for the same reasons, because that's not butter, right? They're not all these, you know, these dairy snobs that don't want other milks to be called plant-based milks to be called milks. No one's complaining about peanut butter not being called butter.
What is butter, though?
Butter is where you take milk and you like, you take the fat part of the milk and then churn it forever and it turns into butter.
Right. But don't you kind of churn peanuts in a way to make peanut butter? I mean, you know, you grind it, you know, churn it.
Yeah, but it's.
I mean, I guess what I mean.
No, it's totally, and that it's the same thing. It's okay. Like,
fair enough.
You know, it's not butter. You know, I'll look up the definition of butter. Butter definition.
Just call it peanut puree or peanut paste or something like that.
But no, he's mad that people don't say anything about butter, about peanut butter.
Right.
So a butter is an emulsion of fat globules, air, and water made from churning milk or cream as used as food. Okay, well, so.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe we should start calling it peanut spread.
No, but that's not the issue.
I know that's not the issue.
He's annoyed that these people who complain about almond milk, they don't say nothing about peanut butter.
Right.
Well, maybe we can find a word that they...
Maybe you have to say to them, to anybody who complains about the milk thing, you can say, okay, that's fine, but no more peanut butter for you.
Right.
That's fine. We won't call it milk anymore. Won't call it almond milk anymore, but guess what? No more peanut butter.
No more peanut butter for you.
No more peanut butter for you. Now go to bed.
He's got a point there. That is a good point.
What's the solution or what is the problem exactly? People not.
No, it's like he's like, it's fine. It's fine that these dairy farmers complain about almond milk, but they don't say squat about peanut butter for the same reasons. So I think you could find something that the dairy farmers use. That's what's that? A word that means another word? Homily? No.
I don't know.
What is that word? A word that word with different definitions.
Yeah.
Different meanings. That's called homonym. Homonym.
Oh, homonym. Yeah, sure. No, a homonym though is something that sounds, I think a homonym is a word that sounds exactly like another word, but it's a different word, you know, like the word there and there. You know,
no, 20 words that are spelled the same but have different meanings. That's a homonym.
Oh,
spelled the same.
Really?
For example,
what about spelled differently? Different word. Sounds okay, like the same. Sounds the same. Homonym, I thought that was called.
Okay, you can go to them and be like, okay, maybe follow them, you know, hunt them down, say that they're into baseball, right? Say that farmer. They go to play baseball and you make a big stink when they're up to bat. You say, hey, you're calling that thing a bat? That's not a bat. A bat is that thing in the sky that flies around at night. That's not a bat. Just call them out, follow them around. You know?
Sure.
What else?
That's not a bat.
Yeah.
You say it like that. That's not a bat.
That's not a bat.
That's not a bat. It's not milk.
It's not a bat.
It's not milk. That's not milk.
Well, that's one example.
How about this? Just become friends with them and, you know, really show them the way, you know? You got to become really good friends with them and sort of just, you know, eventually convince them to try almond milk and see what they think.
Start changing like every word. Yeah, become friends with them and be like really annoying for like, you know, just like everything that might have different meanings, but it sounds the same or spells the same.
Slam. Da da da. You just start singing that to them. That's the solution for anything. You just start going slam on them.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We go slam. All right. Well, all right. Next. Jake says that fingernails grow too fast. And that's a problem that Jake has.
You know what? If your fingernails grow too fast, embrace it. Go for the world record and be one of those curvy, you know, have those really curvy snake-like fingernails and just go for the world record.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, hey, learn to love long nails. Be a long one, like a long nail guy. Learn guitar and start giving people back scratches.
Yeah, start scratching. Start
using those. Yeah, let them grow and
become a booty scratch. Become a booty scratcher.
Yeah, you could be a booty scratcher and just start loving those long nails.
If your nails are going really long, just become a booty scratcher. It's that easy. Then you could really put those nails to use. Doug, how often do you cut your nails?
Well, I know you cut yours like on a schedule.
Mine do
kind of grow long. I mean, I think it depends what I eat, but sometimes they can grow kind of, I feel like they grow really long. I was eating these smoothies over the summer and putting in like this vegan collagen stuff. And I don't know if that had something to do with it, but I swear my nails were like, every time I look at them, it's like they're long again.
Is that right? How often do you do your nails?
Do I do them?
Well, by do them, I mean,
you know, I don't know. It's just sort of like when they're long, I'll just clip them and I don't really think about it.
Okay.
Just like in the shower, I'll be like, oh, these are kind of long. I'll clip them after this.
Every week on Sunday, I do it.
Uh-huh.
Sunday is nail cutting day. But, and so I don't know if that's considered fast growing. I mean, what's the name of the guy who was this Jake? Was? Jake?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how often he's cutting his nails. Is he cutting them every 2 days? 2 days? 2 days? Or,
well, maybe say it's once a week. Maybe that's too fast.
Once a week, if that's too fast for you, I say, yeah, just start, you know, just become a professional booty scratcher. It's that easy.
Yeah.
You're going to be loving those.
You know, do something that, where you're going to be using your nails a lot. So they're going to be, get a job where you're scratching stuff. And so you won't have to trim them. They'll kind of, you'll use the nails and they'll just live them down.
You know what? Become a professional chalkboard scratcher. That way it'll wear the nails down and you'll be able to make the sound effects too.
Yeah. You could be a Foley artist and specifically specializing in nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could start climbing trees.
I got it.
You can start walking on all fours.
I got it.
Yeah.
For anything, you know, okay, you know how one way to counteract something that's annoying is you do something annoying back or whatever? Just walk around with a chalkboard and you could be almost like a Batman or some superhero that kind of counters people being annoying. You start just doing nails on a chalkboard because it will wear your nails down so that they won't get as long, and you will be providing a service for. You'll be saving people's day. You'll be countering annoying things by doing nails on a chalkboard. Because people oftentimes say, for example, you know, like I think the word, you know, the word, the L word is annoying, you know? And I'll say, oh, when I hear that word, it's like nails on a chalkboard. Okay. So basically when people say the L word, you come and you fly in and you start doing nails on, you do nails on a chalkboard to them, because that's what it feels like to me. And then you save my day, basically. So you basically become a superhero. You could nails on a chalkboard guy, and you basically go around doing nails on a chalkboard to anything that people find annoying, and it saves their day. That's pretty good. That's a fresh idea.
All right, let's move on here.
Fresh idea right there. It's a fresh idea. Nails on a chalkboard guy. Or nails on a chalkboard man. Maybe just call yourself chalk man. Or chalkboard man. Boardman.
Yeah.
Instead of Batman, Boardman.
You're Boardman.
I'm Boardman.
Or you can join like a bluegrass band, but instead of you're doing the washboard, you're doing a chalkboard. Imagine playing that.
Oh, that's something different.
That'd be kind of cool, like a noise band, but they're like bluegrass, and you know, you got the nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, that's interesting. It's got the rhythms of a bluegrass. It's got rhythms of bluegrass, but they use other, you know, noisier instrument or noisier objects to make the sounds. But check this out. Imagine this guy. Yeah, he just goes around. He's Boardman. I'm Boardman.
Okay, Timothy has, what he says is, people complaining about one tiny thing in an otherwise great movie. If you don't like it, then you should make one. Then you should make one. That's what he's saying. When people complain, I find that annoying too. It's like the movie was great, or anything's great, but then you have this one thing, and that you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater, you know? Unless it's like one big thing that's throughout the whole movie or something, I get, but. So what should Timothy do when people complain about one tiny thing in an otherwise great movie? Maybe you complain about them.
One tiny thing about them.
Yeah, so Brent, you say one tiny thing that you don't like about a movie, and then I'll be Timothy, and I'll show you I'll shut you down.
Yeah, I thought the movie was great, but I just really didn't like that one line when the person said, "Oh." Remember when they said, "Oh," remember that? They didn't deliver it. It didn't seem genuine. I thought that kind of ruined the movie for me. When they said
that one "Oh." Really? Yeah. That one "Oh" ruined it for you?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, you know what? I know we've been friends for 20 years, but you know, when you got to the movie, you had your junior mints, you remember? And you put them in with your popcorn, and you were like eating them together. And you only did that for 1 minute of the movie, but.
That's not going to work for me.
I don't think it's going to work for me. I think we can't even be friends anymore. You know, so I'm done with our friendship. It's a great friendship. I mean, you know, we had a lot of laughs and we hung out. Great companionship. But since you put the junior mints in the popcorn, you were a great Brent. You're a great Brent, but you know what? Otherwise,
I'm gonna have to find another Brent.
But you know, you're kind of like, I don't think we can be friends anymore. I'm sorry.
And you know what? Once you break up with that friend, you will never hear them complain again.
Yeah, make them think.
I'm saying,
oh, really? Okay.
You don't even forget making them think. Basically, just stop being friends with the person, and then, you know, you won't hear them complain again. It's a solution.
Yeah. Yeah, how about you just don't be friends with those dopes? Okay, you could say, oh, Brent, you didn't like when the guy said, oh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but did you like the soundtrack?
Yeah.
You like the acting?
Yeah.
Great directing?
Yeah.
Well cast?
Yeah.
Cinematography is top notch?
Yeah.
Not too long.
Yeah.
cool stunts.
Yeah.
But you didn't like when he said, oh. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, so this is many things are good, but this one thing is bad. Okay. Why don't you think about that? Why don't you go make a movie? See if you do everything. Why don't you go see if you do everything perfect? Remember when you made me a sandwich the other day?
Yeah.
You spent all afternoon making that perfect sandwich. You make the bread and you toasted it. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you made those homemade pickles. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you sourced all the ingredients. You had to go to different farmers markets to get all the perfect ingredients. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well,
I hated it.
The sandwich was perfect, but there was this one piece of avocado that was kind of brown, like one little sliver on there.
And so therefore, I hate it.
Guess what? The sandwich is shit. And I hated it. Guess what? I hated your sandwich.
I loved it. I loved most of it, but that one part ruined it.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel? Okay, well, so that's the solution. That's the solution. Complain about one thing about that friend. Make them think. You know what I mean?
Well, what if you did this too? This is another thing. Is you go like this? They say, "Oh, you didn't like that part of that. You didn't like when he said oh in that movie." Well, actually, here you do it, Doug. Just complain about something.
Oh, that movie. I mean, it was pretty good, but I don't like how they had, like, the car he was using was, like, who would drive a car like that? If he's supposed to be the dad, why would he have that car? It doesn't make any sense.
You know what? I totally agree with you, Doug. You know that song Slam by Onyx? You know how it goes, slam, da-da-da? That second da just sort of doesn't sound like, I think it should be different. You know, it's that, I actually love that song, but the duh that is in the third time they say duh, the third time they do da-da-da, it didn't sound right to me. I hate the song.
Well, what if I'm like, well, it turns out I hate that whole song, like all of it. So it doesn't matter.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know.
Start complaining about, start finding little wrong things about everything.
About everything, you know.
About everything and drive them crazy and be like, why are you complaining? Find little things. Be like, yeah, remember that movie? I'm just giving you a little taste.
Oh, no. It's like this. No, I'm just agreeing with you.
I'm being like you.
I'm just like agreeing with you on this.
I'm just trying to be like you. I'm just trying to fit in.
I'm just trying to be like you. I'm just trying to fit in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I'm just trying to fit in.
I'm just trying to fit in. Okay, this is from Matt. He says he doesn't, not sure if it's a Midwest thing, but when people add an S to everything. Well, yeah, this is like in Chicago, there's a grocery store called Jewel. They call it Jewels. And he says,
but actually, it's kind of a
grocery stores, TV shows, Squid Games, restaurants, Potbelly. People call it Potbellies.
I don't think that's necessarily a Midwest thing. It's an urban thing too, that you hear kind of gangsters and urbanites saying stuff like that. They'll go like, "Oh yeah, man, we're going to go to Red Lobsters, you know, or whatever, you know, or we're going. Oh yeah, man, are you going? You going to Great Americas? You know, stuff like that. You know, like, oh, did you see? Did you watch, Matrix Resurrections, you know, or stuff like that? They add S to stuff. Mm-hmm. That's not just a Midwest thing is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, in the Midwest, you have regular suburban non-gangster type people saying that. So I have a solution. Say you're from the Midwest and you go, Doug, you want to go to Potbelly's?
Yeah.
No, you asked
me. Oh, I say that.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to go to Potbelly's?
Sure. I'm sure we can. Which one do we go to first?
Yeah, how many? Yeah,
like, okay, I got it out. Okay, there's one on Clark, and then we can go there. And then do you want to go down to the one on Damon? And how many are we doing? Sure, how many?
No, you don't even say that. Yeah, just how you do it. No, sure, how you, do it. You don't even say anything, Doug. You go like this. You go, hey, you tell me, hey, you want to go to Potbelly's?
Hey, you want to go to Potbelly's?
Yeah. So then we go to the first one, right? We eat there and everything. Okay. Then you don't even say anything. You go, you eat, then you go to another one, right?
Uh-huh.
And, and he's like, oh, why are we here? He's like, well, you wanted to go to multiple Potbellies. Here we are. Now eat.
Yeah.
You force him to eat, you know, he has to eat, you know? And he's like, oh, you're not going anywhere, buddy. You wanted to go to Potbellies. You wanted to go to Potbellies. This is what you wanted. Now eat.
Is this what you want?
then you force him to eat, right? You go to the third one. You go, oh, it's not over. You said Potbellies.
Oh yeah, and then until they get a potbelly.
Well, until it looks like they have literal. Multiple. Yeah.
Till they make them eat so much that they have a potbelly.
Right.
Now eat.
Now eat.
No, you go to the first potbelly. You eat your sandwiches. You're like, that was pretty good. All right, let's go. And then you just start driving. And they're like, where are you going? I live that way. And then the doors, the locks.
It locks. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, what the hell? I can't get out. What are you doing? Oh, we're going to the other Potbelly on Damon, on North Avenue.
You wanted this.
You wanted this. This is what you want. Yeah, you got to go psycho. Go psycho on their ass.
You go psycho on them, you know? Yeah.
I like going psycho.
No, eat.
Well, this next one's not that.
You wanted this, not eat.
You wanted this. Shane says he doesn't like cancer.
Well, go. You gotta go goth.
How can we make that? How can we make that?
Go goth. Go goth.
What? Go goth, Shane.
You gotta go goth on that one.
Gotta go goth
on that one.
Well, okay.
The other way you can do it. I mean,
we're pretty close to it. We've probably gone an hour, but we could do one more, and then we'll go after dark.
Well, Gordon, hold on. Do we want another try another solution on cancer, or is that? No disrespect, by the way. I don't want to make it sound like.
I mean, they're saying something, you know, real about an actual thing that is, you know, a terrible disease.
Hey, look, mom had cancer. Look, no disrespect, you know, to anybody who's had to deal with cancer, or, you know, a loved one that had cancer or whatever. I, you know, no disrespect, you know, I don't want to make it sound like we're making light of cancer, but, you know, if we were to make light of it, then the solution would be go goth.
Go goth.
It's funny. In order to make light of a serious thing, you got to go dark.
Right. Just go dark.
You want to make light of it? Go dark. Actually, that is a solution. That is a solution to cancer, is make light of it.
Yeah, you want to go make
light of it. Actually, honestly, okay, this is actually a real, you know, maybe we should go out on this, because I think this is a kind of a positive message. When it comes to dark stuff, like COVID-19 or cancer or whatever.
Or spoons on table 23.
Your terminal diseases and things. Yeah, or spoons on, or spoons on table 23. One solution to dealing with dark, heavy stuff like that is to make infuse a little humor into it. I mean, that's how people get through dark, heavy stuff, death, stuff like that, is to find some humor in it in some way and laugh about it in some way. That's how a lot of people cope with stuff. So that's
absolutely,
that is a real solution. And maybe that's this is a good way to go out on this episode is, you know, when it comes to heavy stuff, you know, sometimes you do have to find the comedy in it somehow to deal with it. I don't know.
Absolutely. come up with some cancer jokes.
Yeah. Is there a way to joke about it? And, you know, there's definitely people who have had, I mean, there are definitely comedians who have dealt with cancer who have figured out ways of making jokes with Tig Notaro, Quincy Jones, Robert Schimmel.
Yeah. Go watch a comedian who did, you know, like Tig, you know, who had a big cancer scare, and listen to her special.
Or make your own
to laugh.
Or find your own jokes in it.
Find your own jokes.
My friend's mom, who has now passed away, she had something. She had some kind of disease or something like that, but it started making her kind of go crazy. And she would just do these random things all of a sudden. And he and his mom would laugh about the random kind of crazy things she would start doing. You know, they just, I don't know. Laughter is kind of it's a coping kind of, it's a way to cope, is to laugh.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. And maybe there's some sort of positive message in that, is making light of serious things is a way to, you know, deal with something, is a solution. Laughter as a solution.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's why people go to see live comedy and why they seek out jokes, you know, even with, you know, when people are hanging out, they had a stressful day, they're hanging out with their friends. You're going to be joking around. That's what I'm drawn to. I'm drawn to people that are like that.
I love to laugh.
I love to laugh.
I love to laugh. I love to laugh. It's my favorite thing to do. That's my favorite thing to do, is to laugh. That's the,
that's it.
It trumps anything. Trumps anything.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to make you laugh hard on After Dark. Let's go After Dark. Let's go After Goth.
Let's go Goth.
Let's go Goth. Yeah. Don't go Goth. Go Clown.
If you guys, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Go Clown. Like, instead of going Goth, go Clown.
Right.
You know, and some of these problems. So, all right, let's go After Dark. If you want to keep listening.
If you want to go Goth, check us out on patreon.com/poundcast.
Said it right.
And you can go Goth just like us.
Go Goth. And we would like to thank our interns, Jackie Montana, Chloe Bonilla, and Jack Birch, L.Bircho. On social media.
Check
us out on social media. Check us out on Instagram. We're called The Pound. Is it called The Poundcast on Insta?
It's called The Poundcast.
Yeah.
On Instagram and Twitter. On
Insta and Twitter.
And YouTube.
Check me out on social media at Doug Pound, of course. I just assume no one's going to be listening unless they know who we are.
Brent Weinbach.
Maybe not. Maybe we got to have some, maybe people stumbled across this. Come check us out on tour January 18th, 19th, and 20th or something like that. Appleton, Wisconsin, with Chicago.
20th, Louisville. 21, 22.
That's it. You'll figure it out. Check it out. We'll see you there. Go clown. Clown around with us. And, I made some merch that I'm excited about. The order has been placed. They're beanie hats. We're going to be selling them on tour. If we don't sell them all, we'll sell them after tour. But they're embroidered with the phrase from the Poundhouse pilot. When you say, "I thought about it, and I hate to break it to you, but I love the beanbag. But I'm going to have to pass." The beanies say that whole phrase. And so keep your eyes out for that. Keep your heads out. Keep your skulls out for that. Don't buy any beanies if you're in the market for one, because this is the one you're going to want to wear. Because when you walk around with a beanie like that, people are going to be like, "What the heck is that all about?" You get to tell them all about your favorite Doug and Brent. Anyway. I'm just babbling on and on now. Let's go After Dark. And for the regular listeners who don't subscribe to the Patreon, see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
Make a mess, make it stink.
Waiter, wiener. We're full of great ideas.
Doug and Brent talking on the phone.